I'm asking for the board's approval of the agenda with one change. Item 4C to be deferred to next month. 4B and C. All in favor? Aye. And we may have one additional piece of business later in the meeting. We'll get to it. Public comment. Have only one registered participant, Mr. Sindrum. Michael here? Not here. We'll close the.
He's
here. Oh, he's here. Okay. Mr. Sindrum, you want to getting his thoughts together?
Yes.
Yeah. Certifications. Yeah. Kathy, could you offer the certifications?
I don't have my.
There you. Recognize Mr. Chairman, for a piece
I move
of
that the board.
Business.
Thank you. I move that the board certify to the best of each member's knowledge, and with no member individual member dissenting, that at the board executive session of May 14th, 2015, only such matters as are authorized for discussion. An executive session under board bylaws, Article 10, and only those matters identified in the notice by which the executive session was convened were heard, discussed, or considered by the board.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And I would defer the second one to the 28th because we are going back into the executive session. We should not do this till it's complete. Mr. Sindrum.
Chair.
This was the published schedule. Posted.
I'm covering it. Yeah, it's but just our schedule. Only one post up a public comment. A phone call first. That is unreasonable. ADA. So exactly. Couple things. That was a bad there. Paper fair. You all. Bad. Worth. $2. I have one from New York City. They're a little bit laminated. They do a little bit better durability. We have, of course, paper. Not moreover, I can understand why. They're already old. That's the revenue for the whole park. Moreover, you look at the income in for internet machines normally are not in color, meaning the blue one. Couple articles I want to pass up. And again, I would get star cards. I want the board members to look. Last but not least, we had Muriel Bowser. Why is there a big push policy? $800 million. That would give us more bus service, train. So in Arlington, they were smart enough to have the independent note on that issue. So, let's. Flex our muscle here and say, bring that money back home. We don't need this money.
Thank you, Mr. Sindrum. Next item of business is report from the Accessibility Advisory Committee.
Try not to bust this mic this time. Thank you very much for letting me deliver this report. I think that the committee is very pleased, first of all, that that you've reappointed, reinstated, and approved new members to the AAC. That means that we are, thank you, means we are up to full strength. We have a very excellent committee with a lot of hardworking subcommittees. So now that we're up to full strength, I think you can hold us accountable for giving you some good products. So thank you very much for that. Also, a big thank you with respect to the budget. In talking to members of the committee and WMATA staff, I'm very pleased to see that you have held the line on fares and also funded the projects that we are specifically interested in, the ones dealing specifically with bus stops, with lighting, are two of the projects that we're interested in moving forward with. Some of the projects that you've tasked us with over the last couple of months, particularly in the area of priority seating, I want you to know that we are working with the RAC. We actually have a meeting scheduled with them the 18th of June to go over the recommendations for priority seating on bus and rail for disabled individuals. And what I would like to say with respect to that is we have some recommendations sort of operationally from the AAC, but they're very nicely coordinated with extended long-term recommendations by the RAC. So I think between the two committees, you're going to get a very good product. This past month, we discussed customer courtesy, customer care issues quite a bit. That's been on the agenda with respect to training on bus and rail and metro access. So those are things that we're pursuing sort of operationally on the committee. One issue that did come out had to deal with the gaps in the rail stations with the between the cars, so that wheelchairs would have a difficult time getting onto some of those cars. Members of the AAC that are particularly impacted by that are going to be taking a look at what stations are the sort of the worst offenders, making some recommendations going forward on how we can alleviate that situation. So I would say that the committee is in very good shape. We appreciate your support. I know that we're meeting this afternoon to go over more issues regarding safety, 7,000 rail car series, and certain recommendations with respect to that. Want to give a minute or so to Phil, who had some thoughts concerning escalators.
To this afternoon's meeting, I hope you can stay a little bit longer because I do have to go back up for the conclusion of the executive session. But we come down as soon as we can after that. Thank you.
Blankets.
No, I just wanted to compliment you on getting the escalator, three escalators up. How important the escalators are. Some of us. Around single elevator that's available then gets overused by everybody. Big exit, very small elevator.
I want to start by thanking both Team Jackson and Alex. I don't know if you've driven. They have been incredibly quick work of finding two candidates to replace with our Maryland RAC members who just signed last month. And they have consideration. action and hopefully approval. As well. I also want to thank Lynn Bowersock for approaching Brack a week ago. She was been looking at the numbers on the safety website, not as many people were looking at it. And so she asked us for ideas on how to increase viewing of safety video and the other information that was more prominent on the website. She gave us advance notice before she came to our meeting so we could all really interact with it, think about it, give it serious thought, just coming and off of feedback. I think because of that, and it may small, sound like a small thing to do, but I really think it's quality of the got, and I think it worked out really well. One common thread we had in our much of our feedback was all the ways capitalize on the fact that we have writers in our state have to bat body on regularly. And if anything to do, it can take time for creative ways to communicate while they're there. And us have a light on them. I think that the more we'll succeed in getting safety and other issues we're trying to communicate. One more comment on safety. I believe it's important that there's good, clear safety information on the website and elsewhere. It's very important. We know we want to have riders have a solid idea of what's the emergency. But still, I think we can also take a little comfort in hearing that the riders have not been hitting the website heavily. They're not getting there in great numbers to check out safety information. I really believe, to speak volumes about the mindset of our riders, that the very safest way to get them further going is to take that. It still is, it was, it is, and I continue to do that. On a different subject, I'm sure that many of us thought, many of us felt the impact of significant delays on multiple lines this month. When I was here for committee meetings 2 weeks ago, I was really impressed to hear that there was a survey that went out to the writers of 2 days after the first incident on May 11th. And I was even more impressed that only 24 hours after we got results, the preliminary results, like 2,000 writers. I passed those on to the RAC Customer Service Committee. I think that sort of insight we got about what they do, when they do it, that sort of thing is really, really helpful for us to understand the writers better. I'm looking forward, I'm still hoping I'm going to see results from beyond that. I think it speaks volumes about what we're dealing with. I think really I also just want to thank all of you who you come to the RAC meeting, whether it's our husband or a small group, the presentations you give us, information shared. The RAC doesn't pretend to have the expertise to in a really specific way many of the challenges. We can't advise on the best way to update the structure or how to prevent the need for offering periodically, but we can provide our own ideas about how to improve the writer experience. Those things happen, they will happen, they always happen with some kind of experience. So we think that just how we handle it is as much or more really critical. So when James Jackson or Jennifer Ellison or maybe even I approach any board staff, we approach with questions from the RAC. I really hope you don't interpret the request as a challenge on how you're doing things, policy, actions. Our requests are for our education so that we can provide brighter insight in turn and have it in a while because they share with us. So what's on the horizon for the RAC is that next week our RAC committees will be giving updates to the full RAC on the 13th initiative this year. 13 topics is incredibly ambitious, but the length of the list is quite enthusiasm of our current members of the RAC. So at present, two of those have completed, and I think all of them have started, but we'll find out for sure. That when I return to the month, I'll be giving a quarterly update board and expect to cover that. So thank you for your time. I also
before I cover my remarks, I neglected to ask for approval of public.
I'd like to first take the opportunity to honor a very special Metro employee as part of our salute to service portion of the board meeting. Today, as part of our Years of Service program, the board and Metro leadership will recognize an employee who has been with the authority for 40 years this month. Before we get to the formal presentation, I'd like to say a few words about this employee. Mildred Burrell, would you please stand? Ms. Burrell has been with Metro since 1975, longer than we've been running a rail system, but continuing to make the place work. She started her career at Metro as an accounts receivable clerk, and then in 1980, moved to her current position as a clerk typist at the Northern Division. The board are all in agreement with our gratefulness for your 40 years of outstanding, exemplary, and steadfast service to our customers and to your fellow employees. This is a model for all of our staff. And I'd like you to join me, along with the general manager in the center of the room, for a presentation and a photograph. Next, I'd like to move the approval of resolutions appointing members to both the Accessibility Advisory Committee, the AAC, and the Riders Advisory Council, RAC. This is one of our key responsibilities, creating these two groups to work with us to provide feedback and concerns from the riders and from our accessibility community. And we know from what we hear each month and each quarter when we meet with them as an executive committee, this is very useful feedback and helps inform our decisions. Both advisory bodies solicit new members annually, the AAC in the spring, the RAC in the fall. As part of the AAC spring recruitment, to draw a new substantial qualified applicant pool, staff engage the disability community through several mechanisms, advertising on the website, advertising on Metro buses, emails out to our listserv that goes to the disability community, a recruitment table at monthly AAC meetings, and outreach by the members themselves. Well-qualified candidates from previous recruitments were also considered. The outreach yielded a total of 41 applications. Staff interviewed 24 candidates. 8 recommended candidates meet the board's criteria for members as established in Resolution 2015-20, and the group represents diversity in age and type of disability and usage of all modes of transportation services. So I would move to approve the following slate of new AAC members: from the District of Columbia, Darnice Bush and Elber Ariza Silva; from Maryland, Randall Pope, Denise Rush and Patrick Sheehan; from Virginia, Tapan Banerjee and Brian Miller; and as the Washington COG Access for All Community, All Communities representative, Charlie Crawford. I would move that and ask for a second.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Any nays? This group is appointed. We look forward to working with them. We have two appointments to the Writers Advisory Council, which are intended to fill midterm vacancies. Because these vacancies occurred outside of the normal recruitment period, staff reviewed applications that had been received during the previous 24 months to select candidates to interview, and they have recommended two individuals to fill the two vacancies currently existing on the council from Prince George's County, and those are Sherry Doster and Teresa Wells. And I again move approval to appoint these two individuals to fill the unexpired terms on the RAC of Deborah Christian and Karen Lynch, respectively. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Noes. Motion carries, and thank you. This concludes my remarks, and I'll turn it over to our interim GM CEO. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I just wondered if you wanted to do any follow-up on the effectiveness and efficiency.
I was
going to
do that as part of your governance report.
Okay, great.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and board members. First of all, I'd like to thank you, Ms. Burrell, again for joining us today, and congratulations on achieving 40 years at Metro. We thank you for your hard work and dedication. Mr. Chairman, you mentioned that she worked at Northern Bus Garage. I can't help but say that bus garage has provided public transportation to this area for about 110 years and continues on. So we look forward to its replacement at some point in time. I think it's been depreciated. On the 7000 series car, the introduction of our new state-of-the-art rail car has been a great success. The first 7000 series train is in service during weekday rush hours on the Blue Line and has been carrying passengers for a little more than 6 weeks now, traveling more than 14,000 miles. The enthusiasm has not diminished. More than a month after its launch, we continue to receive positive feedback from our customers through social media like Twitter and Facebook. Today, I'm pleased to announce that we're prepared to introduce Metro's second 7000 series train into service. The new train will make its first departure on Monday, June 8th, leaving the Red Line's Shady Grove Station at 7 a.m. Just as Metro's first 7000 series train remains in service on the Blue Line, this train will remain on the Red Line in the coming months. I'm pleased that the Red Line passengers will now have the opportunity to experience the new rail car. To the bus side, I'd like to, also like to share an important milestone achieved on the successful K9 Metro Extra bus route, which provides limited stop service along New Hampshire Avenue in Montgomery County. At the end of the last month, the K9 bus route carried its 500,000th rider. K9 ridership has grown as astonishingly 50% year over year since Mayor Bowser and Ms. Porter joined us to launch it in December 2012. And this growth has not come at the expense of the K6 local bus service. Instead, the K9 is tapping into the pent-up demand for transit service in the local community. We believe the overwhelming success of this route can serve as a model for other corridors throughout the entire region, where additional service can improve travel experience for riders and draw new passengers to our buses. The future of the K9 is bright. We are working with the jurisdictions on dedicated bus lanes, traffic signal priority, as well as real-time bus arrival screens and fully accessible bus stops. As more features are added to the route, we hope this service can evolve to meet Montgomery County's vision of bus rapid transit service for its residents. The introduction of the K9 route was part of our Better Bus Initiative, an effort that continuously examines our regional transit needs and works to optimize Metro's bus network to meet the demand. Next month, another round of Better Bus Service changes and new routes will go into effect on June 21st. Riders can go to WMATA.com/betterbus for more information. And now I'm pleased to have an employee spotlight. For this month's spotlight, we are recognizing Metro Rail operator Tina Moore. Earlier this month, on the morning of May 11th, when the Blue, Orange, and Silver Line service was suspended between Roslyn and Foggy Bottom stations, Ms. Moore was operating a Blue Line train traveling from Maryland to downtown D.C. Because of the service disruption, her train was stopped in the tunnel approaching Eastern Market. At that point, she was informed that a customer, a and the last part of her train was experiencing a medical emergency. After first notifying the control center of the situation, Ms. Moore immediately headed to the rear of the train to assist the customer. When she returned to the control, she made arrangements for the station manager at Eastern Market to meet her train on the platform to attend to the sick passenger. After departing Eastern Market, her train was stopped again, this time in the tunnel approaching Capitol South. And again, Ms. Moore was informed of another passenger experiencing a medical emergency. She repeated the same actions taken with the first sick passenger, this time safely delivering the passenger to Capitol South Station. Ms. Moore managed to do all of this with the train packed full of rush hour commuters who were impatient with the morning delays. Not only did she tend to the sick passengers, but she delivered outstanding announcements to keep all of her riders informed and calm during the entire period. Today, we thank Ms. Moore for her exemplary customer service and care for her passengers. Ms. Moore, please come forward to join me for a photo. Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Requa, and I will call on Mr. Groening for the report of the Planning Program Development and Real Estate Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The following actions were referred to the board at the May 14th, 2015 meeting of the Planning Program Development and Real Estate Committee. The first item is approval of the Capitol Heights Joint Development Term Sheet. Staff sought approval to negotiate and execute a non-binding term sheet with Donatelli Development for the development of a portion of WMATA's land at the Capitol Heights Metro Station. This joint development will create approximately 200 multifamily units and a few thousand square feet of retail space on what is currently a surface parking lot. Four townhomes on a 0.66-acre WMATA-owned parcel across Davy Street. This development on the WMATA-owned property will be part of an approximately 1.3 million square feet of new development underway in the area surrounding the Capitol Heights station, which will be comprised of over 900 residential units and more than 200,000 square feet of retail. Parking spaces at the Capitol Heights station are proposed to be relocated to the Morgan Boulevard station. The exact number of spaces to be replaced will be based on a future analysis of ridership and revenue. And we'll get to hear more about that when this project returns to us in the fall, because staff will be bringing to the board in the fall of 2015 for approval the formal joint development agreement, which will incorporate that analysis and recommended parking replacement. Do I have a motion for approval of the development term sheet? Thank you. A second? Great. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you. The second item is the approval of the Grosvenor-Strathmore Joint Development Term Sheet. In this instance, staff sought approval to negotiate a non-binding term sheet with Streetscape Partners for approximately 4.25 acres of the 15 acres that WMATA owns at the Grosvenor-Strathmore Station. The development proposal is for approximately 550 units of condominium, multifamily rental, and townhouse residential units, and 5,000 to 6,000 square feet of convenience retail to be located south and east of the Grosvenor-Strathmore Metro Station, largely on land that is currently a surface parking lot used by commuters. The surface parking lot would be replaced by the new garage parking, and the land thus freed up would be the development site. Staff will return to the board in the fall of 2015 for approval of a formal joint development agreement. Do I have a motion to move approval of this joint development term sheet?
So moved.
Great. Second?
Second.
Thank you.
Motion moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
Discussion? Okay. Just for Maryland and Montgomery County in particular, we look forward to this development. It should be both an exciting but a challenging one for Metro and the community. Exciting because we look forward to the mixed-use development and the additional riders and will be living adjacent to Grosvenor Strathmore Station, but challenging because the station is one of the busiest in Montgomery County now, and it also served a mixed purpose during rush hour and during the day. Both the garage and the surface parking lot serve commuters, but in the evening, the garage and the surface parking lot serve as where people park who want to go to the Strathmore Performing Arts Center, which is adjacent to the station. So the challenge for WMATA and the developer is going to be to conduct the build-out of this project without losing any of those parking spots. I understand from the committee meeting of 2 weeks ago that this can be done, and we certainly will look forward to doing it because we don't want to lose any of those surface parking spots during what will be the long transition and the build-out period. But with those comments, I would endorse a vote in favor of this proposal.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Ms. Hutchins?
Thank you,
you for the report of the Customer Service and Operations Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The following action comes out of the May 14th Customer Service and Operations and forward to the board for consideration. Mr. Chairman, at this time, I move approval of the public hearing of the Tacoma Langley Crossroad Transit Center and discuss.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there a discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Could I just make a comment? I just wanted to say on behalf of both the counties of Montgomery and Prince George's, as well as the Tacoma Park community, this is a very much a long-awaited development. The community has been looking forward to this for a number of years. This is an area that has more bus riders in this immediate area than at any location outside of a transit station. So this type of better situated transit center is very much needed for this location.
Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, this moves at the center, the Crossroad Center, into the regional adopted regional system. And I think it's a very active area, and I think it'll, we look forward to it coming back to its completion.
Any further discussion? Not. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Recognize Mr. Yule for a report of the Finance and Administration Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The following actions were referred to the board at the May, or being referred to the board from the May 14th meeting of the Finance Administration Committee. The first item is the approval of the FY 2016 operating budget and FY 2016-21 capital improvement program. Staff requested approval of the GMCO's proposed $1.8 billion FY 2016 operating budget and $1.17 billion FY 2016 capital budget. Based on direction received at the committee meeting, the original budget resolution has been divided into two separate resolutions, one for the operating and one for capital. The committee approved the FY 2016 operating budget with two modifications. The first being the operating budget was amended to keep the Transit Link Card, or TLC, pass, and staff are now directed to work cooperatively with the regional partner agencies to move the TLC pass from a paper fare card over to the Smart Trip card. Second, the resolution now directs staff to consider modifications to or the elimination of Metro Bus Route 5A as part of the annual State of Good Operations analysis and public hearings that will occur in the fall. Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is the operating budget moved and seconded? Goldman, do you want to offer an amendment?
I did want to offer a small minor amendment, Mr. Chairman. This would be an amendment to the first resolve paragraph on page 3, which currently directs the Board of Directors to engage in a study regarding the Route 5A bus. The extent of the amendment is to add some language at the end, which would read as follows, with the goal of implementing all changes resulting from the State of Good Operations analysis, including any changes to the 5A route by the second half of FY 2016. And then it would pick up the rest of the language.
You mean by the second half, by the beginning of the second half? Or?
By the beginning of the second half.
And end of the first half.
Right.
To be January 2016.
Roughly January 2016.
Further discussion. Is there a second to Mr. Goldman's? Second. To Mr. Goldman's.
I think just in describing the purpose of the amendment, we met in the Finance Administration Committee 2 weeks ago. We had discussed.
This was the nature of our discussion.
Yes, and the staff had drafted a resolution to bring that forward and do the study of the Route 5A. We wanted
pending
to just
that, the money is still in the budget to run the 5A, but this commits going forward on a process to reconsider it through the hearings process.
Correct.
Any further discussion of the amendment?
Mr. Chairman, could I just?
Yes.
The resolution, the draft reads in by the second half of FY 2016. Is it being amended to say at the start of the second half? I'd have to ask that we would implement any changes as quickly as possible in the second half rather than the first half. It's just a matter of timing from board meetings to actually doing the service adjustments, notifying the public, et cetera.
With that understanding, the amendment can be considered amended.
All right, thank you.
Any further discussion on the amendment? I'll call the vote on the amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? With respect to the operating budget itself, there is a motion and a second. Mr. Bolger?
I just want to point out that, approving this operating budget, we've reduced rail ridership estimates since the committee discussed the operating budget by approximately $27 million. And we're going to use the TIF, the real estate fund, to backfill this ridership revenue decrease. But that's going to set up a shortfall for next year unless we dramatically get the curve going back up on ridership. Because I don't know how much the TIF is going to be able to backfill these kind of ridership revenue losses. I just want to remind my fellow board members that this could set up another shortfall debate next year when we do the operating budget.
And when we consider
well, yeah. Thank you.
And possibly consider where we are vis-a-vis the transit benefit. We're working. Any further discussion on the operating budget? Not been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the operating budget is adopted with at least a month's time now for the staff to put it in place to get programs and activities underway at the beginning of the fiscal year.
Mr. Chairman, the committee also approved the FY 2016 capital budget and updated the six-year CIP with two amendments that alter the expenditure profile of the 220 rail cars option and the rail power system upgrade. Specifically, the committee eliminated $431 million in FY 2017 to 2021 for the 220 rail cars and eliminated $206 million in FY 2017 to 2021 for rail power systems upgrade. If the board takes no further action, WMATA will not be able to exercise the contract options for the 220 rail cars by July 26, 2015, regulatory deadline. Furthermore, as a result of the amendments, the six-year CIP financial plan includes $637 million more in funding than approved expenditures over the six-year period. With that, I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, we had a finance committee meeting, and there was a long finance committee meeting, a lot of discussion. And I think it more appropriately that we defer that motion that's made and until we have had greater chance to continue this discussion. I think a motion of deferral will give us chance in another month to maybe we don't reach resolution in terms of where we need to be.
Let me recall from the Finance Committee meeting the reasoning behind bringing this to the board meeting this month's cycle, and that is that fundamentally there is agreement on most of the items in the capital budget. Those items will be financed heavily by federal grant applications, and the staff has indicated a need to get started on those grant applications in order to have them available as early as possible in fiscal year to start turning them into cash. The reason for deferring the items on the rail car and the rail power upgrades were to allow time to resolve the strategy as to how best to do that. We're still awaiting an answer from Federal Transit Administration. I would certainly be ready to bring, I'm happy and to bring that to the board next month. It's another high priority item, but I think the priority of moving on the rest of the program to allow for finance department, the grants management department to get their work done timely was the reasoning for this approval.
And
I would certainly commit to bringing this back.
Okay. I think the assurance that we're looking to have is that the opportunity to restore those two critical items back into the budget for the capital year 2016 and 2017-21.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to mention, I agree with your comments. I think we do look forward to approval of the capital budget as is today so that we can proceed with the grant process. But additionally, if there are no other changes, we would like to come back next month and ask that the capital budget be amended as the power upgrades were deleted from the budget. $30 million of regular base power efforts were also deleted, and we'd certainly like to try to get those back into the budget. But we think, as a result of the decisions by the FDA, that we should have some amendments, hopefully positive ones, for next month.
Further discussion?
We think FDA is going to be able to give us an answer in 30 days regarding the midlife.
I can't tell you which of those 30 days, but they are definitely aware of our time frame and promise that they will respect that time frame in order to give us an opportunity to make a decision. And I'm hopeful it'll be sooner rather than later in case we have to come up with yet another plan to how best to
follow
move forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Follow-on question, then. Does that then have a domino effect on the power upgrade issues that were?
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you.
What we buy, when we time it, and what power upgrades we would need. So we're basically holding all of that in abeyance, recognizing that some of what's now been removed from power is, in fact, essential for state good repair.
Right.
I think we can better pick all of this up next month, and I will be following up early next week with the administrator in terms of what her time frame is for this decision. I believe there will also be discussions among the jurisdictions about best approaches, assuming whatever outcome we get with FTA.
Goldman. Just a follow-up question for Ms. Rickla. In addition to the $30 million for state of good repair power upgrades, if the FTA were to disapprove the application for substituting for the 5K card, would you also be coming back with a proposal to put the $193 million back in the budget for the midlife rebuild of the 5K fleet?
Yeah, we would be recommending that the funding for the midlife overhaul of the 5,000 series cars would be put into the long-range capital plan.
And that would still be the $193 million that was in the earlier draft?
It's a total, I believe, of $540 million for the 192 cars. How much of that fits into the next CIP, I'm not specifically sure.
And if we were to go that route, some engineering would still have to be done.
Yes, yeah, so the work would begin soon on that effort to get a scope of work together.
We will know within a month which branch we're going on. We'll try to go quickly in either direction, as quickly as we can. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of
adopting? Mr. Downey, we just need a second, and I just want to clarify that Mrs. Hudgens' motion is to approve the capital budget without those items.
Mr. Yule offered.
No, I made the motion, original motion. Ms. Hudgens was going to make a substitute motion.
Okay.
Amended motion, but it's not going.
Okay.
Deferred. All right, so this is the main motion.
This is the vote on the budget. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And we'll be back next month to do chapter two of this particular discussion.
All right, Mr. Chairman, staff also requested the approval and adoption of the revised drug and alcohol policy and testing program as required by the FDA 2014 triennial review and DOT regulations, the revised Drug-Free Workplace Act policy, a related anti-drug policy overseen by FDA during the triennial review. I move approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Is there comment? I would just repeat the comment I made at the Finance Committee that approving the policy is a first step, but there is work to be done on assuring compliance and procedures that will keep us in compliance. Not any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution carries.
All right, next item is staff also requesting approval to make revisions to the budgets for the Silver Line Phase 1 and Phase 2 and to the corresponding FY 2015 capital reimbursable budget and authorize the GM CEO to enter into such agreements as necessary with the Washington Metropolitan Airport's authority to memorialize the revised budgets. Move approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded. This is basically an administrative action and it is the airport authority's money, not our money. But we will be incorporating the payments that they will be making to us into our capital budget. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Last item, Mr. Chairman, from the committee, staff is requesting board approval to accept $4,978,685 in Northern Virginia Transportation Authority funding for traction power upgrades in Virginia on the Orange Line to help support additional 8-car trains in the system. And staff also requested adoption of an updated policy on the use of NVTA funds. I would like to note that there have been 2 pages added to this item, which is the 2-page project description that was approved by the NVTA for this project. These 2 pages can be found immediately after Appendix A. This addition will make the standard project agreement consistent with the package that will be considered by the NVTA board and specifically provides the approved project description. Move approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None. The motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Yule. Next is recognize Ms. Hines. Report from the Governance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Downey. Colleagues, before you today, you have updated committee assignments that we discussed earlier this morning. I would move those committee assignments.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Moved and seconded. This includes assignment of all board members to respective committees, covers all the jurisdictions being on the committee, and does include the appointment of Councilman Evans to be chair of the Finance Committee. Other decisions on committee chairs will be dealt with at a later time. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the committee assignments are made. I also would like to comment at the Governance Committee this morning, we had discussion of a management study to be done as expeditiously as possible to deal with financial issues and other issues of the authority, basically to have a work plan in place for a new CEO. That proposal has been accepted. It does not require board action, but we certainly want the board to indicate its endorsement of going forward on this basis, its consensus in going forward. Any further discussion of that? Not? Will be going forward, track up very quickly. Yeah, okay. But on the consent agenda, there is one item, approval of renewal of line of credit, which Mr. Anasicki has provided to us. Are any questions on that? Is there a second?
Okay.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. I have a motion that I'd like to offer. It's not on the agenda, but unless Mr. Goldman wants to offer it, I'm
It says motion to the chair.
I was just going to raise a matter of procedure whether we have to reopen the agenda in order to entertain that motion that you're going to make. Do we need to do anything procedurally?
That's what I was asking, is to reopen and add an item to the agenda, which I will offer. I move this item. The Board of Directors is responsible for establishing policies of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority. Pursuant to its powers under Compact Article 512J, to regulate the use of facilities owned by, owned or controlled by the authority, the Board hereby directs management to close WMATA's advertising space to any and all issue-oriented advertising, including but not limited to political, religious, and advocacy advertising till the end of this calendar year. During this period, the Board will review what role such issue-oriented advertising has in WMATA's mission to deliver safe, equitable, and reliable transportation services to the nation's capital, and will seek public comment and participation for its consideration before making a final policy determination. In accordance with that authority to the board, I move that the Board of Directors close WMATA's advertising space to any and all issue-oriented advertising, including but not limited to political, religious, and advocacy advertising until the end of calendar year 2015. Second. Price. Is there discussion of the motion?
I just think the only discussion I would add is that we've seen the use of the advertising space in recent months for a great deal of issue advertising, things that go from talking about open skies agreements with certain Mideast countries to the animal experimentation practices at some of our national science institutes. So I think there's a need to sort of pull back and take a look at these ads and just decide on a board policy going forward as to which ads we would want to have it all in the space or none or something in between.
Or
I think
maybe
we need
all
to
or none,
suspend practice while we do that reassessment.
All of these ads will be suspended. We'll get a report from staff on the implications of this as we move forward, particularly any contract amendments that might be required with the placer of the advertising group that serves these ad spaces. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Reports, DC. Councilman Evans.
Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just good news from the District of Columbia. Yesterday we passed our budget, $12.9 billion budget, and included in it was funding for $135 million of funding to purchase the 220 rail cars that is due to be to take place in fiscal year 19 and beyond. And other than that, that's all we have.
WSTC, Mr. Goldman.
Thank you. Yes, I don't have any news on the transit front, but I do have some news of general interest to the commuters in the area. The governor, during the past month, announced that there would be a reduction in tolls on the Bay Bridge, as well as on the Intercounty Connector. So when you're not commuting on Metro into the area and you have to drive, you will get reduced tolls going to the Eastern Shore, and if you use the Intercounty Connector, going across the state or up to Baltimore. So benefits today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to share that NBTC held a forum, Transit Means Business Forum 2015, and it was a very invigorating forum in which we had a great deal of discussion about the role of transit in the community, the value it plays, and how partnering we can serve our region. So I think it's a good forum. We look forward to more. It brought a lot of business people there that are part of our community. I think it was a great deal. They noted the role that Metro played, and that is a very important part.
I had a conflict and could not attend that, but I followed up with the sponsors and others. Got very good attendance, very good response to it. This is a microcosm of our broader reach for transit. In fact, it's very important for this.
Mr. Downey?
Yes.
I might offer a comment from the Northern Virginia Transportation Authority, just say thank you to my colleagues for approving our first joint project agreement with Northern Virginia Transportation Authority. At the authority's meeting last month, we did approve our 15-16 program of expenditures, where we've made about designated about $350 million worth of investment, and WMATA power upgrades was once again included in that program. So we look forward to coming back once we reach resolution next month to help. Yeah, we come with money, and so we're happy to do so. So I just thought it was worth mentioning and thanking everybody for the vote today.
And I have no report from federal government. Speaking of transit meeting business, I'm happy to see Mr. Dinegar here to watch what we're doing. If there's no further business, I would move to adjourn back into executive session. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.